The special session of Louisiana's state legislature had to end by June 23rd, and so it did. The focus, grueling negotiations to plug a major budget gap. Stephanie Grace, columnist for the New Orleans Advocate, is here to tell us more about what happened in those last hours before sine die. Thanks for being with us on WWNO.
Good morning, after a late night.
Yes. So how much were lawmakers able to raise, and how?
Well, in this second special session, they raised about $263 million, which sounds like a lot, but it's less than half of what Governor John Bel Edwards had requested to fully fund the budget at what he considers the appropriate amount. This is on top of $1.3 billion that the legislature raised in that first special session way back when. So they've raised a lot of money this year, but they've still had to make major cuts, about $300 million so far in the budget. The governor was able to save $200 million in expanding Medicaid, so that's kind of how the numbers add up.
We've heard many times that health care and education bear the brunt of these cuts, since that's where most discretionary money in the budget sits. Let's take these one by one. What does the budget mean for hospitals?
There's actually some good news for hospitals. There were real fears that some of the safety net hospitals, these public-private partnerships around the state set up by the Jindal administration, might not have enough money to stay open, particularly in some rural areas. They were fully funded, according to the governor's request. The private operators would have liked more money, but there's enough to keep them open, it seems, and to keep the medical education functions open, which was another concern.
And what about universities and top scholarships for Louisiana students?
This was kind of a good news, bad news situation. Direct aid to universities was stable, so they're pretty happy about that. This is after many years of cuts in direct aid under the Jindal administration, and this was really a priority for Governor Edwards. He campaigned on it. TOPS is more complicated, and it came down to the last moment. This is what people have been fighting about the whole time, and they still are. For the first time ever, really, in its current incarnation, TOPS was not fully funded, which means that this guarantee students have, if they meet certain benchmarks, that they will get free college tuition, the state can't keep it. So this is a real change here. It's funded at 70%, and that we knew kind of towards the end of the session, we knew that's the figure that it would be. What happened yesterday was that the really conservative Republicans in the House pushed an amendment to say that it's fully funded for the first semester next year, and the cuts come on the back end on the second semester. Their argument is twofold. One is it will give families more time to plan financially because we're getting pretty close to the fall semester. The second is, fingers crossed, maybe more money will materialize. Governor John Bel Edwards, his allies are not happy about this. As you heard, he's, I think, considering vetoing it. One of the problems is that it complicates financial aid because financial aid is generally on an annual basis. So it's unclear whether this has really been thought through very well, but so that's to come.
And K through 12 schools?
This is something the governor is really disappointed in. He's a big supporter of public education and funding public schools. There will be cuts to K through 12 education, really for the first time in many years, and he's pretty unhappy about that. Some other cuts to prisons, the Attorney General's office, museums, they've really spread it around. He did say at his news conference that they were able to avert catastrophe. And so he, even though he kind of has his disappointed dad act down pretty well at this point, he did put a positive spin on it.
Yeah. The end of the session also overlaps with Governor Edwards' first 6 months in office. How has he fared getting things done that he wanted in this session?
Well, of course, it's been budget, which was, he knew he was walking into that. This was a big theme of the campaign. I don't know that we thought we would be in for 19 straight weeks, basically. But, I think he has to be disappointed that he was not able to fully fund some of these functions. He was not able to get some of his other campaign priorities through the legislature, the kind of much more conservative legislature, a minimum wage increase, a pay equity bill. Those were two of his big initiatives. He was able to claim some successes, some juvenile justice efforts, returning the state, the charter schools, the RSD schools to the city. That's something he really kind of trumpeted. Looking forward, I think he would like to focus on criminal justice. He did talk about that in the campaign, and that's an area where there really is a lot of bipartisan support for reducing the state's incarceration rate, helping ex-offenders get back into the mainstream. So that's kind of a promising area for him. But, you know, it's been tough. I don't think it's been a happy honeymoon for him.
So in the future, going forward, do you think he can focus on other parts of his agenda, or will it still be mainly the budget?
I think there are still so many budget questions outstanding, the immediate one being TOPS. Also, really, how they make some of these cuts, because he certainly has an interest in minimizing the pain to constituents. But I think politically, he does have to worry that if he's too good at that, his opponents might say, look, he was crying wolf the whole time, which is really what they've been saying anyway. So it's a little politically dicey for him. Looking forward, next year is going to be another really tough year because they're going to look at real tax structural change. There's a task force looking at the tax code, and this is where we're going to get into all those business tax exemptions that people talk about. I'll say it's going to be a very good year to be a business lobbyist because they will be in there fighting for every scrap. And then beyond that, that's 2017. In 2018, remember when we raised sales taxes back in the first special session? A lot of those were temporary and set to expire in 2018. So they're going to have to come back and deal with that. And then, of course, 2019 is election year.
Oh, my.
So, yes, stay tuned.
Stephanie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stephanie Grace is a columnist for the New Orleans Advocate newspaper.